media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A difficult game for your team on Saturday, a 31-14 loss to Towson. As you've gone back and looked at that game, give me your impressions on what happened with your team.
Well, I'm just hearing coach speak, and we were fairly inconsistent. Townsend caused some of those inconsistencies. There were times when we had opportunities to take control of the game early, and we didn't. And then we had a small pocket of time, as we've had the last 2 weeks, where we gave up a couple of scores and didn't play well on either side of the ball. And then the next thing you know, you're playing from behind. And playing from behind, as you know, is a difficult thing. You have to go away from who you are. And you know, they're a good football team, obviously. The quarterback made a terrific play. Go up by three scores late in the third quarter, I believe, maybe early in the fourth quarter. And at the end of the day, you just got to keep on plugging along and have confidence in what you do and get your players ready for the next week.
As you said, it was a stretch, I think, that you're referring to late in the second quarter where Towson was able to, I think, throw 17 points on the board or so. 2 weeks in a row, how do you fix those kind of bad stretches, and what do you think has caused them?
If I had the answer how to fix them, I'd be probably a pretty wealthy person right now. So, I think it really goes back to, sometimes you can overanalyze things. I think, the game of football, you got to give the other team credit. Saturday, there's a winner and loser. You got to give the other team credit. I think they created some of those things. I think there's also a mindset when some of those things happen of how to stop it. Coach just talked to you. They went down 28 and let up 3 points the rest of the game. I think those things happen, and you got to be able to withstand it and play hard. And I think we went in at halftime after those. We were up, I believe 7-3. Next thing you know, it's 17-7, and we came out, gave up an early score, got back in the game 24-14, and had an opportunity to be 24-21, and we just didn't convert a scenario that we could have. So I think if you keep on dwelling on it, you're probably going to – your opportunity is prepare for the next week. So we'll put it away and move forward.
Certainly a record-setting big afternoon for Nick Anderson. 8 catches, 205 yards, a couple of touchdowns. I think 5th time in school history you've had a receiver over 200. What was he able to do so well on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, he was able to challenge their kids. They played very aggressive coverage in the secondary. Plan was to hit them with some double moves. Nick's a guy that can get in and out of cuts, and he was able to do that. And he's really had a terrific senior campaign. Unfortunately, he was hurt last year after week 4 and missed almost the entire campaign up until the playoff game. At the end of the day, he's probably playing where we thought he would have played last year, but he lost most of last year. So just a talented kid who's really taking advantage of his opportunity.
Tykel's percentage, 13 of 35 on the day and 3 picks, which is something that he really hasn't done much all year. What did Towson do defensively to cause him some problems?
Yeah, I mean, probably a little misleading. He threw a bunch of passes out of bounds and late in the third quarter and fourth quarter when we were trying to generate some offense, some throwaways there. But, Townsend did a good job of taking away his first read, getting enough pressure from moving him out of the pocket. And, and when you play good coverage and you're not able to call your run game, it causes the quarterback some conflict.
You mentioned the run game. That's an area that traditionally you guys have been so strong and were – so a lot early this season has been an area where you've struggled the last few weeks. What has been the cause of maybe not generating the type of yardage that you normally do?
Well, I think, you get behind, it's difficult to do. So you got to play ahead of the chains. Success on first down. If you're not successful on first down, whether you call a run or pass, teams can take it away from you. And so you have to go through that. Once again, you're never as good as you think, and you're never as bad as you think. And I think if we go with that motto, we'll be fine.
Defensively, obviously defending the quarterback with the experience and the skills of Tom Flacco is difficult. What are some of the problems on the defensive side that he causes for you?
Very instinctual. He understands the game. He can see rotations of safeties and knows where to go with the ball. He's very accurate when he puts the ball out there. And you got to defend his athleticism. He completed four passes for 190 yards when it was over. One was a scramble. Most kids would have ran with the ball. He would shovel it to his receiver for a long touchdown, and the other three came off offsides, quick snaps, great throws to receivers outside, and three for three on those. So it was a ton of yards on four plays, and but that's Tom Flacco, and that's what he does on film, and that's what you have to defend.
Defensively, coming into the season, you lost a pair of all-conference guys at linebacker and had to fill those holes. Reggie Demanchi's one of those guys. 13 tackles, a couple for loss. How do you feel like that position has developed as the year's gone along?
Well, he's been awesome for a kid that has not played a rep ever in his 2 years prior here. To come in and play every rep at the level that he's played, I think he's proven to us we've got a bona fide football player in there. We graduate good players, as you articulated. The leadership part, it's the canceling of plays, it's the communication that you lose a little bit of. But once again, he's done a great job.
How do you develop, you touched on that, and then the leadership part of that, from that position, you lose not one, but two guys. Is it just reps and playing time to be able to develop that position?
Yeah, I mean, that's accurate. Confidence in what you're doing first before you can lead everybody else. We've unfortunately had our core, our defense has been injured a lot this year, so there's been different guys playing, whether it be safeties or linebackers. So, some of that is a struggle, but guys we put in there have done a great job.
Your team is on the road this week at Delaware, obviously always a formidable opponent. What are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
Well, the football team, who's probably going through some of the same things we are. You think you're going to be a little bit better than your record shows. They were a young team also. They've played hard. They compete. They're well coached. They're physical. They're healthy at running back now. Quarterback's back. They present problems on both levels. They defend the field well. Don't give you some big plays, and they keep the game close. So it'll be a typical Stony Brook Delaware game that we've had, and looking forward to it.
What's the message for your team as you enter this 2 week stretch? To obviously, it's been a tough last couple of weeks. What's the message to your team to try to bounce back and finish the season strong?
Well, you've got the opportunity to compete against a great program that has tradition. We feel a program to that level also, and so what you've got to do is be able to win on Saturdays to maintain relevancy. We're in a scenario where we just got to keep on winning, and you keep on winning, at the end of the day, stuff takes care of itself.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.